Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump got into a jaw-dropping, eye-popping war of words with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office. CBS's Nancy Cordes watched the fireworks.
President Trump seemed to mostly want to focus on this minerals deal that he was arguing was going to be great for Ukraine and great for the United States. And Zelensky talked about that, but he also talked about wanting to end the wider war in a way that was favorable for Ukraine. And he had a lot of specific things to say about Vladimir Putin, about Putin being a terrorist, about the fact that Putin couldn't be trusted to carry out a deal, and most specifically about the fact that without security guarantees from the United States, it would be very difficult to enforce any peace deal.
Pope Francis has been having good days and bad days in the hospital. From Rome, CBS's Chris Livesay says Friday was a bad day.
Medical experts tell me that when the stomach acid is on the lungs, it's like a chemical burn. So a very, very serious setback for the pontiff, already suffering from double pneumonia.
The deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa remain a mystery. Police say Hackman may have been dead for more than a week before he was found. CBS's Tom Hansen is on the story in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
There are a lot of unanswered questions here, and what we have to do is we have to look at some of the reports that have been issued, including the preliminary autopsy, which found no evidence of external trauma. But police say their deaths are suspicious enough that they are going to continue investigating.
A Mexican drug lord is now in U.S. custody. The U.S. has been searching for Rafael Caro Quintero for nearly 40 years. He's accused in the 1985 killing of a DEA agent. CBS's Nicole Scango says Quintero was among 29 suspected members of Mexican drug cartels who were transferred to American prisons.
This handover, the largest from Mexico to the United States in a decade, did not happen in a vacuum. What I mean by that, it comes on the heels of the Trump administration really threatening a tariff on Mexican goods to the tune of 25%, which could be in place as soon as Tuesday.
Skype is being shut down. CBS's Jason Brooks has that.
Microsoft's president of collaborative apps and platforms, Jeff Tepper, says in the announcement that the company will retire Skype this May, saying that it fell well behind rival services such as Zoom and Slack during the pandemic, unable to benefit from the remote work trend.
Federal employees are starting to receive a second email purportedly from their agency requiring them to explain their recent accomplishments or be subject to termination. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
An update from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where the workouts and team interviews continue. I asked former Badger and Muskego, Wisconsin native Hunter Waller how hectic the week has been.
It's busy. It's definitely, you know, people that I've talked to, guys that have been here in the past and everything, and they tell you how busy it is and all the people that you meet and stuff, but you don't actually understand it until you're here. It's great. You know, you get to hang out. We got all the safeties in our group, so we get to hang out and talk to them all day.
Waller, a safety at Wisconsin, ran a 4.57 in the 40-yard dash. Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants in Cactus League action, 9-2 out in Arizona. Basketball, the Bucks are in Dallas tonight against the Mavericks. Marquette is on the road against Georgetown. And number 11th-ranked Wisconsin faces number 8th-ranked Michigan State in East Lansing. Tip-off time for that one tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. I'm currently 3 episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far, I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Ritchson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season 3 so far has more of a feel like season 1, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so far so good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the third season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently 21 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm saying that a simple, absurdly simple message that can be repeated, and it does not take many letters or much space on a sign or many moments off the lips, is that Trump is bad. He's bad for you. Bad for the world, he's bad for the country. He's a bad president, he's a bad person. He's bad. He's bad for you. And I don't mean that cheaply, just because it's short. I don't mean it cheaply. Just because it's a synonym or a conclusion or an introduction of lots of complex things that boil down to that simple thing, doesn't mean that simple thing is small. Just because it is short does not mean it's irrelevant or not deeply felt. Caller called in and asked if we had seen, and we had not, because it happened live on air. We watched it over the break. Donald Trump's conduct to the head of Ukraine. Donald Trump brought in Vice President Vance so that they could double team in a not only untraditional but bad display of, I'm not going to call it diplomacy because that's not what they were doing. What they were doing was trying to send a signal to their supporters and other Americans that they do not want an alliance with Ukraine. They don't talk to Russia this way. They don't talk to any other country this way. They only talk to a bullied country this way. And they act as bullies. And I want you to watch this. We have a clip of this behavior. And in your mind, if you ever watch the TV show Diplomat, try to keep that in your head. If you ever watch the TV show Americans, try to keep that in your head. If you ever watch any diplomatic conversations, try to keep those in your head. When they are deeply polite, intentionally polite, if there is a moment of disagreement, it isn't literally an international incident. And so they try to be careful and intentional with those moments of disagreement and keep as many of those moments of disagreement behind closed doors during the negotiations so that when they get in front of the people of the world, because the world is watching, not only Fox News viewers, they can see that there is a country that is trying to solve problems, that is stable, that is well-led, that is not a bully, and they are careful with those comments. I want you, with that in mind, if you can bring images of every other president you've ever seen, talk to any other president of any other country, try to keep that in your mind when you're watching this. Let's play that.
Respect. I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine? Did you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come one.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you. But you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
God bless you, you will not have war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Right now, you don't have your playing cards.
You're
playing cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
You're
gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country, that's backed
you
far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once? This entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting, have you said thank you? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you
can... He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
in
this cabinet.
You haven't been alone.
In this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your president.
We gave you military equipment, and
your
men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about Vest?
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days, I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this.
Again,
I tell you.
Say thank you.
Except
that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on.
I understand, sir.
I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again.
Running low on soldiers.
Listen, you're running low on soldiers.
It would be a damn good thing.
And
then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I wanted this. Look. If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
That wasn't with me. That was with a guy named Biden who was not a smart person.
That was with Obama. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama who gave you sheets and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets
what
and
is
Trump
the share
gave
of you can complain if you want to. The what is the share of speaking between the speakers? The reason I wanted to give that preamble, I wanted to give this real time because this is what's happening. And this is the root of a lot of the Trump presidency. Let's not forget that. This is the root of a lot of the Trump presidency. Back in what, 2010, 2012, you had folks like Andrew Chalupa were saying, listen, what's happening in American politics right now is there are subversive elements, even during Obama's years, that are funded by Russia to try to influence American politics, to soften it up so that Russia can invade Ukraine. This didn't start in 2024, it didn't start in 2016. And that the impact on American elections, the social media work that was done election after election and in between elections, the influence that was waged within the NRA, working to get conservative Americans, they worked to get liberals too, working to get conservative Americans, thinking that somehow Vladimir Putin, who has something like a 9% approval rate in the United States, is somehow our ally, or at least that people who treat him as an ally should be trusted. Because until now, that was disqualifying. You weren't allowed to be president if you picked Putin over an ally. You've picked Russia over an ally, not allowed to be president. Trump's greatest accomplishment and Putin's greatest accomplishment is overcoming that maybe even written rule that if you are anti-American ally, if you are anti-American interests, if you covered it over and lied by saying America first when you actually meant enemies first, not allowed to be president. And greatest accomplishment and Putin's greatest intelligence accomplishment is being able to successfully, it's hard for me even to utter that word, successfully violate that rule. And so here comes President Zelensky to speak to the United States. And he is there in the hopes that Donald Trump will not completely pull the rug out from under the European alliance. Trump is already having diplomatic meetings about Ukraine, about ending the war with Ukraine, without Ukraine in the room and without Europe in the room. It boggles the mind. It's bad. Trump is bad. He's bad for the world. He's bad for you. Trump is bad. And Zelensky comes to the country, president of a sovereign nation, under attack. My dog just growled because he knows. Under attack. To say please. To say here's what's going on. To say a ceasefire without guarantees that Russia is just going to use that time to build up forces, then hit us harder right after the ceasefire, doesn't make any sense. We can't just call a timeout so you can recruit more folks and get more weapons and try to undermine further our support. Need some guarantees. And they have a conversation that is not a conversation. They ask a question and don't take an answer. It's like Donald Trump was half listening during a history class in one of his expensive private schools as a kid, and somebody said the bully pulpit, and he thought that was advice. Instead of a descriptor of the power of the presidency, and therefore power that should be taken seriously, with principle in mind, even with restraint in mind, because it is a pulpit that has the power of a bully. One of the abilities of the president is to wield that pulpit. Instead, I think he meant it not as description or heard it not as description, but as prescription. And if you don't think that one-on-one is going to be enough, bring Vance too. So Zelensky never gets a chance to talk. Never gets a chance to disabuse them of misstatements, lies about the money they're saying. Zelensky hasn't been to Ukraine. He lambasts people for, have they been to Mexico? Have you toured the border? But he hasn't gone to Ukraine, and nonetheless, he's spewing Putin talking points. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. You know what disgraceful is a synonym of? Bad. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll get to your calls. 202-808-9925.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
My opening rant today, it's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Trump and the GOP.
Let's go to your call, take a couple calls on the Ukraine stuff. I want to finish with domestic stuff in the last half hour. Before our big, big finish, let's go to our friend Diane in Ann Arbor. Diane, you're on the air.
Yes, I've been watching this Zelensky and Trump and Vance meeting, if you can call it that. It is the most disgraceful thing I have ever seen in my life. It's like two guys beating up on one guy. When Trump runs out of oxygen, yelling at Zelensky, then he taps Vance, and then Vance jumps in and works on Zelensky. And every time Zelensky says anything, Trump is saying to him, I don't like your attitude. Your attitude is what gets you in trouble. You don't have the cards. We have the cards. And then he goes into all this history about Hunter Biden's laptop. He's yelling at him with his teeth gritted. It's like a father who is so angry at his son, and the son knows to stay shut up, because if he opens his mouth, he'll probably slap him down on the floor. Well, that's what Trump looks like he wants to do to Zelensky. And he's just, he says, you're not thankful. You're not thankful enough. And I'm thinking, what do you want him to belly crawl? I mean, it's the most despicable thing I have ever seen, and the most unpresidential thing I have ever seen. That man, Trump, is drunk with power. And he's just going to make Zelensky pay for it. And he is just, I am ashamed to be an American. I am ashamed.
I am proud to be American, and I'm ashamed of this president. And I'm ashamed that he got elected. And Diane, I am
I'll tell you,
deeply grateful.
Tell you one
please,
more
please,
thing.
Your last thought.
I walked through a Myers today. I walked through a Myers, and you know they only had two lines going, register lines. There were no customers. There were a lot of self-serve because they didn't want to wait through those two lines.
Yeah.
But I think they were really expecting, and it's working. Doing it through the stores and making the companies realize we've got power. I would give up a week of shopping. I would give up a week of shopping to demonstrate to the Trump administration what I think of Trump. I would give it up for a week.
No, they're going to where people are going to have to be willing to do uncomfortable things. That's the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
They're going to where people...
I think being out in the public is maybe not the thing, but doing it through town halls, and I think really the pocketbook.
I appreciate
that. That's where we hold power.
I want to get to Sean in our last 40 seconds. Sean from Easton, you're on the air. You got about 35 seconds.
Okay, I was going to say something about Ukraine, but given the time, I'll just ask a quick civics question that's been bothering me.
Yeah.
So Trump used the budget reconciliation to pass his tax cuts back in 2017, and they're looking to do it again. Could Democrats have reversed his tax cuts in 2021, 2022, or no, because they're already, like, set in stone?
That's a good question. That's actually a really good question. And I was ready to talk about Ukraine. I'm going to have to ask. I'm going to look that up to see. I think that they ultimately got the budget passed in 2017. And so then you'd actually have to have the full budget vote. And would we have? I'm going to have to look it up. What did you want to say about Ukraine? Just that you're bummed out by the situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's just disgusting, and I think, like, what right-wingers don't really understand is, like, by not defending Ukraine and letting a right-wing nation take over, you know, it creates the migration crisis that they claim they want to avoid. So, you know, by supporting Ukraine, you prevent their people from fleeing.
They're taking us to break, Sean. They're taking us to break. Thank you for calling.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky went toe-to-toe in the Oval Office, each disputing the other in a contentious meeting before the world's cameras. Charles Kupchan is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, it was just completely bizarre for the American president and vice president to dress down the leader of a democratic Ukraine that's fighting for its life. I've never seen anything like it.
A setback for Pope Francis Friday. He had a coughing fit that required medical intervention. CBS's Chris Livesay is in St. Peter's Square.
A very, very serious setback for the pontiff, already suffering from double pneumonia.
Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico, still trying to learn what caused the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa. County Sheriff Adam Mendoza.
In this case, it seems like we're doing a reverse timeline. We're doing a timeline from the time of death and the autopsy and the results, and we're going to start working our way backwards.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As it turns out, not everyone in Hollywood wants to be a part of a superhero movie and is willing to pass on big fat residual checks. Jeremy Allen White, star of the Emmy-winning show The Bear, has passed on the title role in DC Universe's Sergeant Rock. In a recent interview, White said he is confused at the idea that the pinnacle of an actor's career seems to be a role in a superhero film. Then again, maybe he just doesn't like to wear tights. And then there's Chris Pratt, who seems to have no problem playing superheroes as long as the check cashes. I feel you, brother. Pratt has announced that he will play Star-Lord when the character returns to the Marvel Comic Universe by way of Guardians of the Galaxy. Pratt is currently one of the busiest actors in Hollywood, as he is starring in The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix, and you can catch him in the sci-fi film Mercy, which will be released this summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
An update from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where the workouts and team interviews continue. I asked former Badger and Muskego, Wisconsin native Hunter Waller how hectic the week has been.
It's busy. It's definitely, you know, people that I've talked to, guys that have been here in the past and everything, and they tell you how busy it is and all the people that you meet and stuff, but you don't actually understand it until you're here. It's great. You know, you get to hang out. We got all the safeties in our group, so we get to hang out and talk to them all day.
Waller, a safety at Wisconsin, ran a 4.57 in the 40-yard dash. Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants in Cactus League action, 9-2 out in Arizona. Basketball, the Bucks are in Dallas tonight against the Mavericks. Marquette is on the road against Georgetown. And number 11th-ranked Wisconsin faces number 8th-ranked Michigan State in East Lansing. Tip-off time for that one tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently 21 degrees.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
It grows your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com, use code Tom, T-H-O-M, and sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code Tom. All right. We got to go to speed round so we can clear this board. Wonderful people, wonderful things to say. We got to hear them. We're going to start with Paul from Ambler, Pennsylvania. Paul, you're on speed round.
Hi, Jefferson. You know, we got a bad president who scorched the land of the free and made it the Badlands. What I wanted to talk about, though, was the tariffs. 10% tariff on all oil coming in from Canada. 25% tariff on all oil coming in from Mexico. That's 70% of all the oil imported into the United States. We're about to see in 4 weeks gasoline go up, God knows how much. You're going to see the Trump oil shock. And with it, you're going to see how they fund the tax breaks. The biggest pot of money for the United States is the entire economy. If they put imports tariffs on China, Mexico, and Canada, those are our biggest trade partners. They're taxing the entire $29 trillion economy, much bigger than the federal budget. The rest of it's a smokescreen. The tariffs is how they're funding it. Paygo. They're going to pay with the tariffs that the federal government collects to offset the tax breaks. They could never, ever come up with enough money from the federal budget. Never. They need the pot of money of $29 trillion versus a few trillion from the federal budget.
Yeah.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Paul, have a good day.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate being part of the community. Appreciate wisdom. And of course, you're absolutely right that this is that to make their tax cuts permanent, to help benefit their political donors, political allies, to continue to build the wealth gap in this country, they're going to fund a portion of that, a big portion of that, just with debt, just by putting it off on the next generation, all right? And not only is that bad, but it also reminds us that what they've been saying for the last 30 years, intermittently, has just been lies, just been lies. They don't care about the deficit. They don't care about that. They don't care about it. What they care about is rewarding their donors and worsening the wealth gaps in this country. That's what they care about, okay? And the way they want to help subsidize a little bit of that is by charging people who will have to pay more for everything. They also never cared about inflation. They didn't care about it. They did care, like banks care about inflation. People with lots of money care about that big pot of money being worth less. But they don't care about the price of eggs for you. That was a political message. They don't care about that because what this is going to do is going to increase the price of anything that we import so that it can pay for tax giveaways to the wealthiest Americans. Okay, that's the plan, multinational corporations. We know what's going on. Let's hear some other wisdom. Let's hear from Gary, most patient listener, from Angola, New York.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good.
I like to say, I got a saying that everybody was issued a soul and some people just choose not to use it. And that the only color that matters is green. And we know what money is. It's the root of all evil. And you can see what's going on.
Yeah.
So I say we need a system that actually represents the people and let them make the laws that they live by. Sort of like jury duty.
Amen.
Amen. You should be summoned to make laws for this country.
Sortition, baby. Citizen juries.
Once, twice a year, you vote on abortion, guns, everything you can think of. And we don't need politicians to run the country.
For people who think that Gary is saying something that you have not considered before, Google sortition. It's a good TED Talk on it. Citizen jury is another way to say it. Look up places like Healthy Democracy. Look at places like the Jefferson Center that are talking about how we can have democracy without just relying on bought and paid for politicians. I try not to jump in on all the anti-politician rhetoric, but I do want to jump in on the pro-people rhetoric. And we can have a system of government that better represents people, that isn't only at the whim of campaign contributions. We can trust the people, put them in citizen juries, have them make decisions. There's good arguments of the best way to implement that, the best places. But that is something that can start happening in cities right now. That can start happening in states right now. We got to not only fret about what's happening in the federal government, we got to start building governments that work for people, that are in fact led by the people. Amen. Gary from Angola, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Cheers. All right. Let's go to Lori from Florida.
Hey, Jefferson, thank you for keeping it simple and thank you for forcing us to keep it simple. Republicans, they are lying. Democrats aim to improve the lives of Americans. Republicans aim to recapture the money put toward improving American lives. Republicans are lying. They say DOGE is working to find waste, fraud, and abuse. I say they are waste, fraud, and abuse. And they're just, it's a fraud. It's a show because they themselves are looking for they themselves.
Thank you very much, Lori. I want to jump to Diane from Florence, Oregon. You're on the air. Speed around so we can get all these wonderful people. And our last bit of the show.
Hello.
Go ahead, Diane.
Hello. Happy Blackout Friday. I just wanted to say I fact-checked Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, and they misquoted the amount of money that was sent to Ukraine by three times the amount.
Yep.
And it's a disgrace to do that on national television in front of the American people, but we can just Google it and find out how many lies you're saying right then and there. And, of course, Vladimir Zelensky knew that that was a lie, and he couldn't even defend himself because they talked over him like they do and didn't give him a chance. And so I feel very sad today, and I hope things get better. Anyways, take care, and we're all going to try to hang in there, and hopefully we can get this demented fool out of office.
Thank you so much, Dan. I want to get an accurate number. What I'm seeing from the State Department is $69 billion in military assistance since Russia's initial invasion. But I want to get an accurate number. That's what I'm seeing right now after a quick search. But yeah, part of the problem when they say, and this is one of the ways they trump the media, right? First of all, they buy it, they scare it, they co-opt it, but then they also distract it. They also say something that's wrong, and then we have to spend time saying the right thing, which also means we're still talking about their stuff, right? We're still then talking about how much money. We're not talking about who the real aggressor was. They're not talking about who our allies were. We're not educating the American people about why it matters to have allies, not reminding ourselves why the Western Alliance matters. Everybody who fought in World War II can't remind us personally because they have now passed away, and it is no accident It is no accident that the anti-American, anti-Western alliance, anti-democracy, pro-fascist movements have started growing after the people who fought literally with their own lives and also emotionally and financially and logistically a little over 80 years ago through World War II have now passed away. It's not an accident. Because there aren't the people with the same kind of moral authority, that memory. We're making it easier for them to forget. Diane, you wanted to say a last word, then I get it to the next caller.
Well, my mother's in her 90s, and she remembers darn well about World War II. And she's seeing it happen again, and she's very upset.
So she needs to tell everybody that you know and remind people. The people with memories have got to make sure we preserve that memory. Let's go to Rob. Rob, right before we go to break, you're on the air.
Yes. Hey, for everyone, I'm going to make it real simple and who to support and where to send your money to. I don't care if it's an organization or a candidate. First words out of your mouth are, do you support the We the People Amendment, which is the House Joint Resolution 48, HJR 48, which basically is a constitutional amendment that says corporations are not people and money is not free speech. You start off with that. If they don't know about it, don't give them a dime. If it's a candidate, you say, okay, if you know about it, you're going to vote for it. I will give you money or donations and support you. Just make it real simple. If they don't want the Constitution, because if we don't get the money out of the politics, nothing's going to change. So you want to get back at the Heritage Foundation? Get this amendment passed. This is a long haul. You know, it takes 2/3 of each the House and the Senate to pass this. And then after that, you need 3/4 of the states to ratify it before it even takes effect. So it is a long haul thing. And then we also met the good thing about it is then the people at the state level can run on that saying, I support this. I will vote this in and ratify it once it passes the House and Senate.
Yeah, I totally agree, Rob. Thank you so much. When people are being asked for their support, say, do you support the We the People Amendment, Overcoming Citizens United, etc.? Rob, thanks so much for the call. I think it's Al from Lansing. Just before break, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jefferson. I have one thing to say, and it's in unity of us Democrats, of the ones who want to be free. We need to, at the firings, why are these people leaving their jobs? Stay at your job. Have them pull you out. Have the media see it. Have all this stuff be a bad image for what they're doing.
I appreciate that call, Al. Yeah, some people got to have some good trouble. Some people got to be willing to make a scene. Some people got to make a little bit harder. The Hatch Act was passed. We know who Hatch was. The Hatch Act was passed to muzzle the voices of public workers so that people would know less of what was going on, so they could muscle some of the voices of democracy. If you're getting fired anyway, speak out and don't make it easy on them. Or just keep doing your job in your terminal or sit in your chair and make them do something. Don't make it easy on them. I agree. Leslie, right before break, you are on the air.
Who's that?
Leslie, that's you.
Oh, God. Okay. Great show today. So before we can get anything passed, all of us around the country need to support the Democratic candidates running in the Florida District 1 and District 6 elections. Those are on April 1st. You do not have to live in the state to support them. Send them money. You can phone bank for them. And I want everybody out there to think Warnock, Ossoff, and Frost. These are all blues that won in reds, and it was a thing of beauty.
So you said Florida district, or you said Georgia?
Georgia Senators Ossoff and Warnock were the ones that won.
Yep, and then you also want Florida District 1 and District.
The current special elections that are upcoming is Florida District 1,
yep,
Gay Valamont,
yep,
and Florida District 6, Josh Weil. And then New York 21 is not scheduled yet. And we've got to take back this house and regain some power.
Thank you so much for that really practical, useful, and specific call. Florida District 1, Florida District 6, New York 21 coming up. You can check out those things. Leslie, thanks so much for listening, for all your work.
Thank you.
We will be right back. This is Tom's show, last speed round, and then the big, big finish.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Show. Wrap it up, speed round 202-808-9925. Speed round.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Field of Greens. What's the unhealthiest meal or snack or dessert that you've eaten lately? Your crazy schedule can make eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables impossible. We're human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens every day is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lung and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. We love the energy we get with Field of Greens. But most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day or the pizza, we can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition our body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you feel this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. That is the better health promise. Let's get you started with a special discount. 20% off your first order. Just use code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com.
Twisting truth to fuel desire.
We are back. All right. If everybody really cooperates, we go real, real quick. We can clear the board, and I can do my big finish. And it starts with Carol, like I promised. Carol, you are on the air.
Yes, Jefferson, good to talk to you first time. I just wanted to say there was a caller about a couple of weeks ago. They mentioned the, and I have to give credit to him. He says when people say DEI, making like it's such a big deal, he says don't say, no, not DEI, it's CCI, chaos, corruption, and incompetence. That's the first thing. And the second thing I was going to say is I have spent a little time after watching that terrible clip the two badgering heroes, Zelensky, trying to find a way to apologize to him, and I can't. And I was wondering over the weekend if you could find some ways that we could send him an apology on behalf of the American people, because most of us do not feel, my heart just aches. That's
send
all I
note
wanted to say.
Send a note to every Fox News watching viewer you know, every family member, every friend who supported Trump, and ask them to encourage their president to support Ukraine, support the Western alliance. We have to communicate to the world. We also have to communicate to Republicans. We have to go to them, not just a die-in-the-wool MAGA person who can't be turned, but somebody who thinks, not going to agree with us on everything, but might agree with us that we don't support Russian bullies. We got to try to do that. We're going to have to stop with you. Thank you so much to Patsy and Mike. And Pat, please call us tomorrow. I got to close this way. I want to close by highlighting and saying thank you to our listeners. I'll be with you next week. We'll have a chance to dig into this stuff. It's been Anything Goes Friday. I want to say thanks to Larry for putting us on Trump and Vance bullying Zelensky. Thanks to Ados Priest that shake up the jelly bean jar, help the jelly beans at the top of the at the bottom of the jar to be seen. Thanks to Rob for the We the People Amendment, Overcoming Citizens United, to Leslie for reminding us about Florida District 1, District 6, and New York 21, for Bob for reminding us the free press is important. Too often the free press is expensive. It's not DEI, it's CCI, chaos, corruption, and incompetence. Bata, bring Americans together again. I appreciate all y'all. You are the coalition of benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. With you, we got a chance. Have a great weekend. I'll be with you Monday. Democracy lives. Let's hope so. Let's work for it.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had it out in the Oval Office Friday before the world's news cameras. It can only be described as an extraordinary exchange.
President Trump wanted Ukrainian President Zelensky to sign a deal with the U.S. for access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. But Zelensky wanted security assurances, saying Russia's President Putin could not be trusted.
You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Right now, you don't
have cards.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
Zelensky reportedly tried for a reset, but was ushered out of the White House, while Trump later stated to reporters,
"Without us, he doesn't win."
Zelensky posted, "Ukraine needs just and lasting peace." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Pope Francis took a turn for the worse Friday and is apparently now on a breathing machine.